This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. God, I'm bad at this. 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in a live chat room. You can make fun of our writers, or not make fun of our writers. Tell them how much you appreciate what they've written. And you know what? If you don't agree with what they've written, that's okay, too. Just tell them that. Also, while you're meandering around on the website, I got a great book there you could buy. Seriously. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. Everything we've been told to hate, right? Everything we've been told not to deal with, to hate, whatever, over the last 8 years, I take on in my new book. And that's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get that at Amazon or on my website. Now, if you get it on my website, then what I do is I'll sign it for you. Why you don't want it signed, I don't know. Why you would want it signed, I should say, I don't know. But if you head over to Amazon, you might get it a little faster. And, you know, anyway. It gives you all the ammunition you need to speak to all those people that want to tell you, if you happen to be a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Now, look, I am that guy. Does that mean, see, I'll show you the picture that's been taken, the picture that's been presented to you. Does that mean that I'm sitting there thumping my Bible, telling you how you're going to go to hell? You think that's what Bible-thumping means? Because that's what most people believe it means. It means I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to chastise you, and I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong. Now, I got news for you. It's not what it means to me. It's not how the Christians I know, it's not how they control it. It's not how they handle themselves. I won't say control themselves. I don't mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Major General, retired Major General, Paul Valley going to join me on the other side of the first break. You know, we keep hearing about how bad, how terrible our European relationships are. That Trump is just ruining everything. Although I don't know how you can ruin something that's already ruined. How do you break something that's already broken? Seriously. I mean, if you mean that he's making it so other countries won't walk all over us anymore, I agree with you. If that means you got to break it first to fix it, I'm good with that. What is it when you guys that work out your muscles, right? What do you have to do first? You got to tear them down to strengthen them up, don't you? So I don't have a problem with what he's doing, but look, I'm not there. I don't know. I'm not in the mix, right? I don't have this like hotline to what's going on over there. But our retired general, Major General Paul Valley does. He just came back from France. They actually had an inauguration party in France, not some obscure group, but the government itself. They had an inauguration party. Isn't that great? I mean, isn't this the government that's afraid of Trump, that doesn't want Trump, that thinks he's doing nasty things? Right? You got the Germans who are having all kinds of problems, and I mean all kinds of problems. Right? Are they really who we're going to take our lead from? Come on, seriously. Are they really the people that we're going to listen to and take our lead from? Because that's what we've been told in the past, that we should do what Mr. Obama has said in the past. We should be doing what Europe's doing. Look at what Germany's doing. Look at what some of these other countries are doing. You mean like, you know, floundering and falling apart? Is that what he wants? That's what he wants. I think that's what he wants. And we're going to talk a little bit about the, man, she cannot be a paisano. I don't care who she is or what she is. But we're going to talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi. I know. I'm sorry. She's come up with some really, I'm concerned about her. Talk about who, you know, being concerned about the person that might have their finger on the nuclear button. I don't want her in the same building as the nuclear codes. I don't care how big the building is either. She just scares me to no end, that woman. And I ain't joking. When you hear some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth, did you guys hear a week ago when she said that the Democrats, I think you guys heard this. The Democrats do the work of God. The Democrats make God happy. Yeah, these are the people that push and approve abortion on demand. So, let me see. The Creator is happy that you destroy His creation. Because, you know, the Creator is brain dead or something, right? So apparently it makes Him very happy when you tear apart or stop the process that He put into position. Right? I don't know. These guys continually floor me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Get ready. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I mean it. I mean it when I say it. You can send me an email. You do not have to agree with me. Hello? You don't have to agree with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll treat you honestly. I'll treat you upright. I'll treat you with respect as long as you don't get stupid with me and start calling me names. Then I am very well versed in words like, you know, jackwagon and moron and so forth. Paul Valley joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're going to enjoy yourself. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yo, hold on.
You get a shiver in the dark.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, whether you're watching on Facebook or online or whatever it is you're doing, however you get in the show. I very much appreciate the time that you spend with me. But I don't want to waste this guest time. I always love when he's on the show with me. We have retired Major General Paul Vallely on the line with me. He's got his finger on the pulse of most of what's going on, you know, with the military, with the American military, and how they're interacting with our new president. General, thanks for being with me tonight. So much appreciate your time.
Okay, Joe, always a pleasure. I love your show.
Thank you for that. And listen, so you just came back from Europe, and right. So they know you're an American. They must have been spitting at you and slapping you and telling you to get out of their country, because you know they hate us over there. Don't you know that?
They love me. I even gave my speech in French.
Wow.
And then I was at the cathedral, two cathedrals there at Mass Saturday and Sunday last week, in memory of King Louis the 16th. We can talk about that, but I was with the King Louis the 20th and his wife, the Queen Mary Margarita, for lunch, and we had over 200 people at the Trump inaugural event in Paris. First time ever, Joe, that a European country or any country,
wow,
to my knowledge, has had an inaugural event for a U.S. president. It was phenomenal. The French people were just great. They dislike their government. They wish they could have a Trump. I'm talking about the people. I was there with the chief of staff, the armed forces, generals, members of the European Union, members of the parliament, mayors. I mean, it was an incredible turnout we had for Trump in Paris last week.
Yeah, and, you know, all we're seeing here most of the time is the outrage by some of the leaders in Europe. You know, we're seeing that Merkel is very nervous and very upset with Mr. Trump, or, you know those kind of things. I mean, can you shed some light on some of this, or what?
Well, it just shows you the renaissance that's going on around the world, the renaissance we've had in America. There'll be there's a renaissance going on with Brexit in England. You've got France will be the next exit, I think, out of the European Union. That's falling apart. Merkel will be taken out of office. I think it's just marvelous the effect that America now is having on Europe and the changes that we're going to see there. The French, for example, are so dissatisfied, not only with the media over there, which is 10 times worse than MSNBC, if you could believe it.
Yes.
BBC, French television, Sky News. I mean, it's just horrible, the coverage over there. But you know what? The French people that I met get it, just like the populist movement in the United States. I took Marine Le Pen out. She could well be the next president of France. I took her out for dinner. And we had a marvelous evening. But to see what's going on in this whole transition in Europe, but I've never seen Paris more dirty, and it's all from the refugees. I went through a no-go center in St. Denis outside of Paris. But it's incredible. The French people are getting fed up. Absolutely fed up with their politicians and their government.
I'm glad they are. It's about time. Look, at you know, when we talk about bringing refugees in, I was actually making fun of President Obama in the first segment, saying he wanted us to be more like Europe. He wanted us to act more like Europe. In what way? I mean, they're denying, some of these loons are denying that there were, you know, rape gangs going on in Germany. I mean, these refugees are really, really causing damage. They're really doing these rape gangs, right? I mean, you were there.
It's horrible. And, of course, a lot of them, we talk about Syria, but a lot of them will come out of North Africa.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So when you talk to some of the military people back there, what have you, are they concerned with what's happening? Do they have? Do they want to stop the refugee inflow until they can get a handle on it as well?
Well, the focus of General Mattis now and the Pentagon is, number one, getting our forces strong again, the equipment, plussing up our military, coming up with new strategies. President Trump's given them 30 days to come up with a plan to destroy ISIS.
Can they do that?
I mean, things are, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I gave him my plan for doing it, which was a 30-day takedown of ISIS. Yes, absolutely, it's doable. But, so they're very busy in this transition of getting the right people in the right jobs, coming up with policies and plans and options. President Trump is doing something positive each and every day that's just incredible. And met with the Harley-Davidson motorcycle company today, members of the union. He's met with the high-tech. He met with the medical companies, the pharmaceuticals. I mean, I've never seen, there's never been a president in the entire history who's taken charge.
You know, General, this is really funny because he's not, I was talking to somebody today in politics who said what's really freaking everybody out is he's not doing business as a politician, he's doing business as a businessman. He hasn't got time to wait, he gives an order, he wants it carried out, he wants it to happen. And what is so bad about reaching out to the CEOs, the CFOs, and that kind of thing?
It's wonderful.
I agree with you.
Absolutely wonderful. And the unions and the blacks. You're going to see a whole new black leadership. We're going to get rid of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and those types who could never do anything for the black people. And the new team, they're going to go in. They're going to take charge in Chicago. It's just phenomenal what's going to happen in the inner city.
Yeah, you think he's being set up by Rahm Emanuel? Because when Rahm Emanuel comes out and says yes.
Rahm Emanuel couldn't set anybody up. He's too dumb. He's like the clown Schumer. They're all clowns. Excuse me. They're clowns. They can't get anything done.
Yeah.
Clown performance is a problem, and I love clowns.
Yeah.
But these guys are the worst part of being characterized as a clown because they're stupid, idiotic, can't get anything done. This Schumer's really turning out to be.
Oh, you listen,
bozo in the world.
I know we're jumping all over the place. I don't really mind, but don't you love the fact that the Dems aren't showing up for work, right? So they know they can't win.
Yeah.
Right? They know they're going to look like jack wagons. So what do they do? What do the Republicans finally grow a spine? And you think Trump picked up the phone and said, screw these guys. Make it happen.
It's not the Republicans. It's the populist movement. It's America taking itself back with a new leader.
Yep.
The Republicans establishment are just trying to catch up. Even Paul Ryan's trying to catch up. And now they've got the marching orders. Let's get Obamacare repealed, replaced. Number two, let's get the taxes cut. And that's what Ryan's working on right now. And McConnell's doing his best to get every confirmation through. And I think they'll all go through. And it's just phenomenal what's happened in 2 weeks, Joe.
Yeah. And again, as we said earlier, they're not used to these. Look, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I really do want to talk more about our military and how they're seeing how we're going to get out of this mess over the next, year or two. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Okay. Don't go far. Retired General Major Paul Vallely joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, I actually am loving it. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest, retired general, Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I always love when he's on the show with me. Again, General, as usual, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
So, you know, I know it's going to be hard for you to answer in a short period of time, but, you know, we've got a military that's been decimated. We've got a military that needs parts and pieces. We've got equipment that's years old and hasn't been maintained properly. We are going to have things going on all around the world. I mean, we are in a great place because of Trump, but in a bad place because of where Obama left us. Are we not?
Well, they realize the new administration, General Mattis, certainly realizes what the weaknesses are in the military. He's seen it happen. We've got a new Secretary of the Army who's a West Point graduate. We've got a command and control system now that's being disciplined entirely now. We're getting rid of the political correctness in the armed forces. We're identifying the enemies. They're working on new strategies now to take out ISIS, and the focus, I can tell you, will be on neutralizing and taking out their headquarters in Raqqa in eastern Syria. So with all of that in place, you'll see a whole new spirit in the military. We're going to see a plus up in our ships. The administration is taking on these contractors and these big projects that have been over-budgeted and overpaid, like the F-35 fighter. Oh, yeah. We're going to see even Air Force One. That whole program for new Air Force 1 and 2. And so he's met with these industry leaders, like Lockheed, like Boeing, and they got their marching orders is we got to cut costs and we got to be more efficient. So all of that's going on right now as we start to rebuild our military again. So it's a dynamic thing that's happened. And we're going to see a big change on our border security with General Allen, who's taking charge. He's been down at the Rio Grande yesterday and checking all of that out along the border. So we've got some good people in charge now. We finally have some adults in government and know how to manage and how to lead. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've already seen a change in how we're handling Iran and incursions in the Middle East and what have you. You know, you saw Iran attack the Saudi Arabia ship and what have you. Are we now gonna totally engage differently when they step and others step out of line?
Yes.
Could that be dangerous to us in any way?
Well, war is always a danger, but when you become dominant and you have a good strategy, you use your tactics, you use our Navy SEALs, you use our Navy. Believe me, any of those small boats from Iran in the Persian Gulf that go after one of our ships, guess what now? They're going to be taken out. And so Iran's been put on notice by General Flynn yesterday, and we will take action against them if necessary, and action needs to be taken against them. They're very, very dangerous. Threat not only the Middle East, support of international terrorism, but also threatening the only democracy there, which is Israel. So the meeting with Netanyahu coming up, and I will also forecast that Trump may meet Putin in Iceland as Reagan did Gorbachev, and then the wall came down. So just look out for all of these marvelous things that are going to happen, which now puts America back in a peace through strength mode, which is great.
Well, let me ask you about that. Let me ask you about Trump meeting with Putin. You know, everybody is up in arms about what Putin probably did or didn't do during our election. If he didn't tamper with any machines, I don't care what he gave away or what he did.
That's all a myth.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if he gave out those emails, okay, and all they did was tell the truth about how the DNC felt about us, I'm okay with that. But him meeting with Putin, you know, and actually sitting down and talking about what, you know, what went on in the Ukraine and what have you, this is a good thing, right? I mean, from a military standpoint,
sure
this is a good thing, correct?
Yes, just like Reagan did with Gorbachev. It's a positive measure of dealing with another superpower in the world and coming to some agreements about the future, not only in the Middle East, but as I've told you before, there will be no solutions in Syria, in that area of the world, unless we work with the Russians in a positive way.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious how these guys are forgotten. You know, we can't work with the Russians. They're not on our side. I'm going, well, didn't we work with them in World War II? I mean, haven't we worked with our enemies in the past to go
and
after
Russia
a common
never
enemy?
Attack the United States.
You mean like Iran? I mean, has that order been lifted where whenever we see Iranian ships, we're to drop to our knees, put our hands on our heads, and surrender?
That'll never happen again.
I believe you, and I hope to God that you're right, because I think we should take these guys on head on when they do stupid stuff like this to us. Those are acts of aggression.
They were put on notice yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I got to ask you this. Don't laugh at me. Do we have, because I hear about how what bad shape our ships are in, the numbers that we're down to, a lot of the ships are in dock needing repair.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
Do we have the ability to back that up?
Yes.
Okay. That was easy.
Because we're still strong. It's just that we've been depleted and we've been so far behind that now we have to build it back up, and that's going to take time. But doesn't mean we're still not a strong force.
Hey, how did you feel the other day when the president immediately called the family of the fallen soldier and then flew out to receive the body back to the country?
Dover, yes.
Yeah. You got to admit that is such a change from what we've heard in the past, what we've been used to. And here's a guy that if you didn't think he cared about anybody but himself, that had to be shot all the hell the other day, right?
Sure it is. Sure.
You know?
Is, yeah.
And it had to make that family feel like $1 million. Okay, boots on the ground, real quick. I know that you and I have talked about this in the past, but you know we've got some new listeners on. We saw what happened then. My understanding, you know more than I, that they brought in so much information from what took place there, and my understanding is that when President Obama just used drones to blow things up, we get no information. We're not on the ground. We don't know what's going on. This is going to be a big deal for us, isn't it?
Yeah, very big from the Saudi or the peninsula, Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. So, the focus will be on Raqqa.
Okay, so hey, before we go, because we're running out of time, I want you to tell people about your project that you have going on, how they can get information, and how they can help you.
Well, they can go to both of our foundations, StandUpAmericaUS.org and the SoldiersMemorialFund.org. Those are both two of our foundations, 501Cs, and we ask people to donate, help us out. Go to our website, which is StandUpAmericaUS.org again, and we update that every day. As far as what's going on from a national security standpoint, but more specifically about solutions and a lot of writings that we have documenting what we need to do for today and tomorrow to make America strong again.
Well, I love what you do, General. I read some of your writings that you post up there. People need to go there and check it out, and I always do appreciate the time that you are on the air with me. Have a great trip. Sorry to hear about your friend, but hey, you know what? He probably was a great man, and it was a blessing to know him, I'm sure. All right, I will catch up with you when you get back. Thanks a lot for being with me.
Okay, Joe. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. That was the retired Major General. See, I wasn't in the service, so I don't get all these titles and stuff. Doesn't mean I don't care about them. I just don't get them. Always appreciate the time. And he does. He gets around. He still runs around with some of these guys. He knows what's going on in the military. He knows what's going on at the White House level, which is why I always appreciate the time that he does spend with me. So when we come back from the break, we're gonna I don't know how she does this. I don't know how you do this with a straight face unless you have an IQ of 3. You have no heart and absolutely no feelings whatsoever. But as this mother is crying and talking to Nancy Pelosi, right? Her son was killed by illegals. She goes after Nancy Pelosi, and Pelosi says, "We don't have this problem." Like I don't know what you're talking about. She's either dumber than a rock, and I know that's an old saying, but think about that. She's either dumber than a rock. She refuses to admit that they've created this problem in San Francisco. Or she just truly feels like most of these left lunatic Dems who feel, hey, we don't do anything wrong. Whatever thought we have, whatever comes up between our ears is true and right and proper. We'll hear from her on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just on The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Not attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Okay, hey, you know, we're going to talk about it later on, but this is, like, great for now. Milo Yiannopoulos, what's his name?
Yiannopoulos.
What happened to Smith and Jones? We don't use those anymore? You never see those anymore. Anyway, you know, liberals are so good for book sales, especially for conservative speakers. It's just wonderful. They don't realize how much they do add to, you know, you guys may not agree with this or believe this, but they do help promote capitalism. Seriously. You know, what went down in Berkeley, what's going down with Milo, and as much as they hate him, they're helping him so much. Last night in a 24-hour period, or within a 24-hour period here, his book sales went up. You ready for this one? Take a note. 12,740% in 24 hours. Right? I mean, think about all the things. You know, we really got to give them some credit. Think about all the wonderful things that liberals have done for us. Right? Because of liberals, we now have 35 governorships, 38 full houses across the country. We have 92, houses across the country, government houses, if you would. state or, you know, Senate and or Assembly kind of thing. Right? It's just great. I love it. I think it's wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said earlier, let's listen to the loon known as Nancy Pelosi. She cannot be. I refuse to believe she's one of ours. But this mother of a son, her son was killed, and she's trying to tell Nancy that what is she going to do about this? How is she going to protect her? This is on CNN. So Nancy probably thought she was going to get a free ride. But when you hear her respond, you have to sit here and scratch your head and just think, is she on this planet? I mean, maybe her brain is somewhere else, and maybe the responses are getting scrambled when they go back and forth. I don't know, but take a listen.
Please excuse my voice tonight. There are over 300 cities in this country that are sanctuary cities, like San Francisco. And you're not only choosing to disavow the law, but you're adding sanctuary to people who come there and disavow the law. In 2010, one of the illegals slaughtered my son. He tortured him. He beat him. He tied him up like an animal. And he set him on fire. And I am not a one-story mother. This happens every day because there are no laws enforced at the border. We have to start giving American families first. This is not bad to not put Americans first. You know, we have families that fought and died for this country. How do you reconcile in your head about allowing people to disavow the law?
That was her free. See, that was the first problem with this. How do you reconcile in your head? She should have gone, there's nothing there. I can't, there's nothing to reconcile. I got nothing to work with. What are you talking about?
And the second part of my question is this. If you need to go home tonight and line up your babies, as you say, and your grandbabies, which one of them could you look in their eyes today and tell them that they're expendable for another foreign person to have a nicer life? Which one would you like to say, you, my child, are expendable for someone else to come over here and not follow the law?
Okay, you guys can't see it, but you can find this on YouTube. Okay, head up to YouTube. Just sit, all you got to do is Google Nancy Pelosi. You don't Google. You go to YouTube and then you put her name in there. And you're going to see this. And the irritant about this is the woman has got a stone cold face. Not even a compassionate face towards the fact that this woman is heartbroken. She lost her son in one of the most worst ways. She knows that he was kicked, he was beaten, he was tortured, he was set on fire by somebody that didn't belong in this country. If that person had been handed over to ICE and gone home or back to his country or whatever, her son would still be alive. And she's asking Nancy a question. I don't know if you can understand what she's saying, but she's basically saying, you talk about tucking your grandchildren in. You go home, you look at your grandchildren, you decide which one you could give up. Which one wouldn't break your heart if they were gone tomorrow? Which one you could make the same excuse for? How do you reconcile this in your head? And Nancy doesn't have a look of emotion on her face. Nothing. Almost a look of disdain. But I won't say that because I'm an expert.
And have a nice life.
Well, I commend you for sharing your story. I can't even imagine the pain. No, I can't even imagine. There's nothing.
I love it. Because, you know, people say that all the time. It's kind of like a thing. They think they're going to make everything easy. But that mother looked her right in the face and said, no, you can't.
Thing I'm sure that can compare to the grief that you have. And so I pray for you. I pray for you.
Please don't. No, don't do that. Please don't do that. Because your God? Not so much.
Again, we all pray that none of us has to experience what you've experienced. So thank you for channeling your energy to help prevent something like that from happening. But I do want to say to you that in our sanctuary cities, our people are not disobeying the law. These are law-abiding citizens. It enables them to be there without being reported.
They're not breaking the law. I'm kind of confused here. Yeah, unless I got this all wrong. If you're here illegally, if you broke the law to get here, if you came over here without papers, without the government knowing you're here, or you were given a slip to show up for court, you don't show up, are you breaking the law? Or maybe I don't have a grasp of the English language. I don't know.
By law-abiding citizens, it enables them to...
All right, I got to play that back because
we all pray that none of us has to experience what you've experienced. So thank you for channeling your energy to help prevent something like that from happening. But I do want to say to you that in our sanctuary cities, our people are not disobeying the law.
So being here again, I say they're here illegally, right? I mean, they're committing crimes and they're not breaking the law. What does she think? They have no crime rate? There's no crimes being done by illegals in San Francisco? Does she really believe that? I'd love to sit across from her to be able to ask her those questions.
These are law-abiding citizens. It enables them.
So I guess the ones that kicked and lit her son on fire and tortured him, they were law-abiding citizens. I don't know what code that is that allows you to set somebody on fire, beat the crap out of them, and torture them. Can somebody send me that?
To be there without being reported to ICE in case of another crime that they might bear witness to.
I don't understand her. Think about what she's saying. Right? I mean, come on. Look, even if you're on the left, how do you justify this? She's basically saying, move along and nothing to see here. All those things that you're feeling, all those things that you think you know, they don't really exist. They're not really happening. Look, I'm telling you guys, if there's anybody listening to the show that is on the left, and you're listening it's just to nail me or just to be nasty to me, if you can say that what that woman just did, what Nancy Pelosi just did to that grieving mother, is okay... You're cold. You're colder than she is. To look at that mother and say, they're not breaking the law, they're just trying to live their lives in a lawful way. If you came here illegally, you can't live your life in a lawful way. Do you understand that, Nancy? And stop calling them undocumented, because the Constitution that you swore to uphold calls them aliens. See, remember, I've been telling you guys for a long time, you and I, mostly you now, because I'm on here every night pounding on them. You have allowed them to decide what words mean. You have allowed them to decide the definitions for words, how they're going to be taken, who they're aimed at. You've allowed that. Not me. Right? Bigot, racist, homophobe, all those things that we've talked about in the past on the show. By the way, if you head over to Amazon... why don't you help me get the book sales of over 12,000% more than the day before?
Without a riot.
Without a riot. Yeah, I don't need a riot. Right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You find that up on Amazon. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You find it up on Amazon. You're going to love the book. Everything we've been told that we shouldn't like, that we should hate, over the last whatever years there. 8 years. God, I'm trying to forget it already. I can't seem to forget it. You know, when we come back, tonight is Smorgasbord night. And when we come back, I want to, God, I look at this stuff. There are so many fake stories. There are so many things I want to talk about tonight. I might make you may end up having to throw up, or you may end up having to go listen to Alex Jones because he may have happier news for you. I don't know. We'll find out at some point. But a lot of crazy stuff going on. We've got UNF is going to teach ethical, ready for this? Ethical non-monogamy relationships as an alternative to cheating. Say whatever. Then six-week workshops will prep students for one-night stands. That's a very good thing to learn, I guess. I don't know. And another school says that F Trump, it's just not a harsh enough chant. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.